Let's read Dragon Tales. Chapter 1, Tea Chang and the Pearl Dragon. A boy sat on the shore of a deep blue lake in old China. He had been sitting there with his fishing rod since sunrise, but it hadn't caught a single fish. Wearily, he packed away his rod and trudged back to the little cottage where he lived. Now, it so happened that a great green water dragon was passing by. It was on its way home to a far-off river. The dragon had tiny wings and its forehead was a huge pearl. The pearl flashed brightly in the sun, so brightly that the boy was dazzled and could not even see the dragon. He thought it was just the sun in his eyes. The boy looked so unhappy that the dragon felt sorry for him. He decided to follow the boy. His mother was working in the garden, which was just a patch of dried up dirt. She came running to greet him.
Well, what did you catch?
He couldn't meet her eye.
Nothing, mother,
he replied miserably. She slumped down on a log with her face in her hands.
Oh, what are we going to do? This land is dried up and dead. We don't have a thing to eat.
The boy was called Tea Chang, and said mother slaved all day trying to scrape together enough to stay alive. But things were getting worse and worse. There were no longer any fish in the lake and very little grew in the barren soil. The dragon overheard Tea Chang talking with his mother. Its heart went out to them. That night, when Tea Chang's mother was sleeping, the dragon gently touched her brow with the tip of his magic wing. Next morning, Tea Chang's mother knew just what to do.
You must go and visit the great wizard of the west, she told Tea Chang. Ask him why we are so very, very poor when we work so very, very hard.
So Tea Chang kissed his mother goodbye and set out for the west. He carried only a few scraps of bread wrapped up in a handkerchief. Chapter 2. For 49 days, Tea Chang trudges across deserts and over mountains until he came to a dark forest. His bread had run out long ago, and he was so tired and hungry he could hardly walk. Eventually, he reached a tiny house in the yard. A lovely young girl was drawing water from a well.
Hello there, Tea Chang called. She smiled at him, but she did not reply. An old lady appeared at the door of the house.
I see you have met my granddaughter, Ailey, she called. Please don't mind that she didn't greet you. Since the day she was born, she hasn't spoken a word. It makes me very sad. Then she looked closely at Tea Chang. You look worn out. Come inside and have a bite to eat.
That evening, Tea Chang sat by the fire. He told the pair that it was on his way to ask the great wizard of the West a question.
Good for you, cried the old woman. While you're there, could you ask him why Ailey can't talk?
The next day, Tea Chang set off once again towards the West. Another 49 days passed. The food the old lady gave him soon ran out. Finally, he saw a little hut in the middle of an orchard that was scorched brown by the sun. The land looked so dry and poor, it reminded him of home. An old man appeared in the doorway of the hut.
Boy, he called, you look worn out. Come inside and rest.
Later, Tea Chang told the old man where he was going.
You're a good boy to undertake such a difficult journey, said the old man. By the way, when you see the wizard, would you mind asking him why my lemon tree won't bear fruit?
Tea Chang agreed, of course. Next morning, he rose early and set out once more for the west. After yet another 49 days, he came to a river fast and deep and wide. His heart sank. There was no way he could cross it. Suddenly, a great green dragon rose from the water. Even to Tea Chang, who had never met a dragon before, its tiny wings seemed too small for its body. Set in its forehead was a gorgeous pearl. Tea Chang was about to run away, but the dragon called to him.
Don't be frightened. I'm quite harmless. Tell me why you want to cross my river.
Ti Cheng explained that it needed to ask the Great Wizard of the West some important questions. When the Pearl Dragon heard the question, it smiled.
You're a good lad, Ti Cheng,
it said.
Hop on my back and I'll have you across in a jiffy.
On the far side of the river, Ti Cheng thanked the dragon.
Think nothing of it,
the dragon replied cheerfully.
That's what I'm here for. Oh, by the way, while you're there, could you please ask the wizard why I can't fly? Every dragon in China can fly except me.
Naturally, Ti Cheng said yes. He set off again towards the west with the four questions going around and around in his head. 49 days later, he came to the golden palace of the Great Wizard of the West. The palace was carved out of a mountain. It took Ti Cheng a whole day to climb the million steps up to the huge door. When he pulled on the bell rope, the mountain shook. Flocks of eagles rose squawking into the air from a thousand golden towers. Chapter 3. The great doors of the palace swung open. Ti Cheng found himself in a mighty hall. It was so high he couldn't see the ceiling for clouds. On a throne at the end of the hall sat the great wizard. He glared down at Ti Cheng.
Well, he bellowed. What do you want, boy?
Ti Cheng tried to stop shaking.
I have four questions to ask you, sir.
Ha ha! Shouted the wizard. Then you may as well go home right now. I will only answer three questions. If you ask me four, I won't answer any of them. So there.
Ti Cheng thought his legs would fall underneath him. What could he do? There was his poor mother's question, then the old woman's question, then the old man's question, and then the Pearl Dragon's question. For his own sake, as well as his mother's, he desperately wanted to know the answer to the first question, but he also knew he couldn't let his friends down. So he answered sadly, "Then I will only ask you three." When Ti Cheng had asked his questions, a thunderstorm began to rage high up in the hall. The wizard hurled three scrolls down to Cheng.
Here are your answers, boy. Now go home.
Ti Cheng fled from the palace. He leaped down the million stone steps, five at a time. When he reached the river, the Pearl Dragon was waiting for him.
Well,
it said.
What did the wizard say?
Ti Cheng opened the scroll marked Dragon.
He says, if you do something really kind and generous, you'll be able to fly like other dragons.
Mmm,
said the dragon.
Well, hop aboard and I'll take you across the river.
At the other side, it reached up and prized the great pearl from its forehead.
This is the only precious thing I possess,
it said to Ti Cheng.
I'd like you to take it, but when you get home, you must throw it into the lake.
As the dragon handed the pearl to Ti Cheng, its wings grew and grew until it rose slowly into the air.
Look!
It shouted joyfully.
I can fly!
It was winter now and snow lay thick up in the land. Ti Cheng struggled on towards the east until he reached the old man's hut. The old man was delighted to see him.
So, what did the wizard say?
Ti Cheng opened the scroll marked old man.
He says you must look beneath the lemon tree
to gather the dog and the frozen earth around the tree until they came upon nine golden jars. Water poured from them as clear as crystal. As it sank into the ground, all the trees in the orchard burst into flower. The old man was so grateful he gave Ti Cheng one of the golden jars. Ti Cheng traveled on until he reached the little house in the forest. Ellie was away tending the sheep. The old man said,
"So, why can't Ellie speak?"
Ti Cheng opened the scroll marked old woman. He replied, "She will speak when she loves someone with all her heart." Then the door opened and there stood Ellie.
"Ti Cheng!"
she cried. The old woman was overjoyed. She told Ti Cheng,
"You should marry my granddaughter. She will make you a wonderful wife."
So Teaching and Ailey were married. Then they set off again towards the east. Eventually, they reached Teaching's home. His mother didn't see them coming. She had cried for so long. She had gone blind. Teaching's heart was heavy. How would he tell her that he hadn't even asked the wizard her question? Then he remembered the pearl. As he took it from his pocket, the light from the pearl shone into his mother's eyes, and suddenly she could see again. Remembering what the dragon had told him, Teaching ran to the lake. He threw one pearl into its deep blue waters. The lake seemed to shudder and heave. Then Teaching saw that it was teeming with fine, fat fish that jumped right out of the water onto the shore. Teaching unpacked the golden jar. The crystal clear water poured out onto the garden, and a forest of flowers sprang from the earth. Their troubles were finally over. Teaching lived with his mother and Ailey and their children for many long and happy years, and every day the pearl dragon would soar high overhead and smile down upon them. I hope you enjoyed it.